Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Nun Vav. Chulin Nun Vav, and we will start with the Mishnah on the top of Nun Vav and Aleph. The Elu Treifus, the second of the Mishnahis of Elu Treifus in this parak. We had the Elu Ksheros on Friday, and now we get into the Elu Treifus on Nun Vav and Aleph. The Elu Treifus Ba'of. The following are the Treifus when it comes to a bird. The first Mishnah of Akadaf Membez had the Treifus by an animal, but now we have Treifus Ba'of. Nekuvas HaVeshet Upsukas HaGargeres. The veshet has a hole in it, it is punctured, upsukas hagargeres, and the gargeres has a split in it. So Rashi points out that these are the same by an oaf or by a behema. So why are you repeating these? Every other one in the Mishnah, there's a chiddush by the birds that does not apply to animals. That's why they're listed. But these are the exact same by birds and by animals. The question is, why is it listed here? So Rashi says, I might have thought that as we know, that we learned back in the first Mishnah of the second parak, that a bird for proper shtita is just siman echad, so then one might have thought that there are different rules and regulations for the siman, and maybe there's more chiyus of each siman when it comes to a bird. And therefore, I might have said, Rashi says in the fourth skinny line, delo tema ho v'chiyuso shel of, lo nafish. Even the gargaris might even just a little tiny puncture would be good enough for a bird. Because you see, it has less to live. To remove life of the bird, we have to do less. Right? Simenechad. So therefore, you might have said, for a bird to lose its life in terms of treifa would be less also, and therefore the gargaris would be like the veshet, and would also be treifu the nekuva kamash malan. That's why it has to say psukas agargaris. That's the chiddush. Then Rashi goes through each other one, what exactly is the chiddush, as we'll get to as we go along. So these are the treifas when it comes to a bird. Hiksa chulda al rosha, makom sha'osa asa treifa. If a chulda, if a weasel, Hiksa, we would have translated as hit, but Hiksa seems, Rashi says, it means nashchasa. That's how the Rishonim seem to understand that it was bitten. It got hit with a bite. So Hiksa, if the chulta bit it on the head, makam sha'osa osa treifa, in a place where it makes it into a treifa, so that is also a treifas of an oaf. Nikiv akurkaban. We mentioned that there are a couple of stomachs that a bird has. The kurkaban is, in the English, was called the gizzard. It's the place where the food is ground up before it is digested. So if that gets a nekev in it, that also is a treifa. Nikvu hadakin, if the intestines are nitraf, nafla la'or v'nichmru b'nei me'eha. What happens if it falls by a fire and its innards, its b'nei me'ayim, start to get singed and burned? So that also could be a treifa, and it depends. Im yirukin psulim, im adumim ksherim. If they're yarok, they're pasul. If they're red, they're kosher. Yarok means different colors in different contexts. We know ben yarok lakarsi when it comes to ilchas nida. So yarok here seems to mean green, as we would translate it. Yarok psulim, if it's green, it's pasul, as we'll see in the Gemara, because it's supposed to be red. But if it's still adumim, then it is kosher. Sam Sofer notes. The Mishnah here says, Nichmru Nafla La'or V'nichmru B'nei Me'eha. So that Dafka, first two questions. Number one, is that Dafka Or? Why doesn't it just say Nichmru B'nei Me'eha? If it gets singed, what if it gets singed in a different way? What if it gets singed by drinking something hot and the inner outsides get singed? So is that a treifa? The Chasam Sofer says, why does the Mishnah specify fire? Might mean bedafka fire, right? It's not if he has that suffix. He says maybe it seems like the Gemara Mishnah dafka mentions aish. Number one, number two, machlokas we've shown him here. This is not mentioned in the first Mishnah about getting burned by fire back at the beginning of Elu Treifus. So is that to mean that this is something specific and unique by birds? If you look at the Rambam and the Rush say yes, but feirish is only by birds. The Rambam says in Hilchas Shechita Perek Hey Halacha. I'm sorry, Yud Aleph, Perek Yud, says the Rambam, V'shtei treifos yesh ba'of yeser ala behema. V'afa pish yesh la osan ho'evarim. There are two treifos. Obviously, if you have unique treifos that apply to organs of birds that don't exist by animals, obviously it's only going to exist by birds. But there are two treifos that only exist by birds, even though they have parallel organs to animals. What are those? Says the Rambam, V'eluhain. Of shenishtanu mare b'nei eav machmas ha'or. First one, if a bird's b'nei me'ayim, their intestines change color, change appearance, machmas ha'or, because of fire. And va'of ha'mayim shenikev etzem rosho. And as we'll see, a bird of that always stays in the water, that nikev etzem rosho, that it gets a hole in its head, in its skull. So the Ravid says, why is this only by birds? Rabbi says it's lav dafka. It says it by birds because there's a chiddush by birds, as we'll see in a second in the rush. But a lav dafka that it only applied ain't a mechuvar. Sheish loma shlomanu osa bebehema mishub delo shchicha. That's so common. By animals, you know, something else, maybe it would die earlier. It's not so common for an animal to get burned. But a bird just flies through, boom, it gets burned right there. So says the Ravid, says the other Rishonim, it's Lav Dafka, the Treifa would also apply to animals too. But the Rambam and the Rush also here, and Sibin Mem Zayin, the Rush says, Beferish, that it would only apply to birds, like the Rambam says. He does quote a Psharashita. The Rush quotes, V'kbal ha'iter kasav derech Pshara. Maybe it's an in-between shita. Hey, in-between shita. Does it apply to birds or not? Does it apply to animals or not? It says, De'ov mikivat shenafa la'or sarech livdok. Buy a bird. If you know it was in fire, then you have to do bdika. Lefi she'ein lo'or v'kar v'adav shnech rumeyav. It doesn't have that thick outer skin, so therefore you have to be worried that its intestines were singed. Ma'she'ein came by an animal that even if you know it went in fire, you don't have to check for it. If you happen to find it, but you don't have to check. In choshishimla, avalim vade nechmer, if you know what happened, it's a treifa. So he has that pshara. You have to check if you know it went through fire. Says the Rush, ve'ein elu ela divrei nevius. Says this is prophecy. I don't know where the eater would get this from. Is it a problem? Is it not a problem? If it's a chshash treifa, then you have to check for it. If it's not a chshash treifa, you don't have to check. So therefore he says, ela vade nira. I agree to the Rambam, says the Rosh. I don't think it applies to Behema. Diyim Kain, what's the biggest raya that it doesn't apply to Behema? You should have said it in the first Mishnah. Hayalol shanoso eitzel treifas to Behema. Kisham shana ikar treifos. V'ein shone gabi of el advarim sheish bem tam. It only says the by oaf, the ones that have a chiddush, like we said from Rashi. So therefore, major machlokas we've shown him whether there is a problem of chnichmeru meyav when it comes to behemoths. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, like the Rambam and the Rush, as you would have suggested, as you would have thought, the Shulchan Aruch says in Nun Bei Zayin, that, Ein Trefas Shini Evarim Elu Posel, he's talking about falling into fire, these only apply Ela Ba'of. Avo Bebehema Ein Shini Evarim Elu Posel. Afilu Yadanu Shenafa La'or. Why does he add those four words? Because of the Itur. Even if we know that it fell into a fire, it doesn't Posel. That is the Shulchan Aruch Kedarko Bakodesh, as he passes 2 out of 3. Passes like the Rush and the Rambam, even though the Riff here does not get into the act. But that is the Shulchan Aruch in Nun Beis Zayin. Okay, let us get the... Oh, just one Ha'ar, I thought, something that we mentioned in a Parsha Shir a couple years ago. And that is the Hashkafic point behind the Rambam and the Rush. What do they say? They say that fire affects different animals, right, differently. Right, birds are affected more than behemoths are affected. So we mentioned, if you remember, a thought at the end of Parshat Mishpatim. Mishpatim says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyacho was an Eish Ocheles B'toch Ahar. Right, it was a consuming fire at Har Sinai. So what's Dafka? Why a consuming fire? What does that mean? A consuming fire? So the Ksava Kabbalah there at the end of Mishpatim says, why is it compared to a consuming fire? Because fire, depending on the combustibility of an item, affects things differently. If you have paper, fire burns it up very quickly. If you have wood, a little slower, but it also burns it up. If you have metal, it melts it. If you have a rock, it just singes it. Depending on the item, fire affects it differently. That's why, says Aksavah Kabbalah, Har Sinai was described as an Eish Ocheles. Because depending on how prepared we were to be Makabel the Torah, depending how much hachana we did during the days before Maimon Har Sinai, that's as much as Eish HaTorah went on us. The more we were prepared, the deeper we were into it, so we had a stronger Kabbalah HaTorah. The less we were into it, we had a less Kabbalah HaTorah. That's why Eish Ka'eish Ocheles. That's why every year we have Sfiras HaOmer, as the Sefer Chinuch writes in Parshas Emor, that we have to get prepared. It's a time of hachana, it's a time of getting ready for Kabbalah HaTorah every year. Okay, so that's a little bit on Nichmeru Me'av by fire. Let's continue. Second to last line of the Mishnah. Darsa vitarfa bakosel. What happens if the bird got trampled and thrown into a wall? Osheri tzatzta behema. Or got crushed by another animal. Umifar keses. But it is still flailing around. Vishasa meisleis. And it does not die within 24 hours. Even though it doesn't fly. Obviously flailing means it doesn't fly. v'shachta, and you shecht it after 24 hours, kishera. Right, all of these other items, which the Gemara will talk about more, is only if something happened, if it did not make it within 24 hours. Okay, Gemara. Rav Shmuel Levi da'amri, they all said, relating to the case of getting bitten by the cholda on the head, machnas yado lefnim ubodek. Put your hand inside and check. Im mevatzpeitz va'ole, if the brain basically starts coming out, trefa, then you know there was something broken inside it, it's a trefa. V'im lav kshera, if not kshera. What does it mean, put your hand inside? Inside where? Machlokas between the Rashi and the Rif. Rashi here says, you put your finger inside the mouth of the bird, and you press up on the palate. Press up, that's what Rashi says. Machnas yado, see the first Rashi on the Gemara? Machnas yado, bepiv shel of. You put your finger, push up on the palate, and if there was a trefa in the top part of the bird, the whole brain will start shooting out. The Rif doesn't say, the Rif says, no, you just push down from the top, from the outside. Machna the bifnim, but from the outside. Shulchan Aruch quotes both. Shulchan Aruch says either one could be a way of checking. Okay, that's how you check in this case. Again, the Ramah quotes here again, as he does every time a check comes up in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't do these checks as manazeh. Based on the Arzarua that we mentioned last week, even if Rashi's time, Rashi said we do the checks bizman hazeh, but already in the times of the Arzarua, in the times of the Ramah says we don't do any of these bedikas bizman hazeh. If there's a suffix, we just trafe it up. Says the Gemara, ha nichal man to Amar. This check would work according to the opinion that said ad minkav karma tata'a. According to the one that says that in order to be a trefa, it has to be punctured even the bottom, the lower membrane. So if you press from the, this sounds like Rashi. That's why if you press from the bottom, it's going to break. But according to the one that says, as long as the upper membrane, you can say the inner membrane, got punctured, even if the outer one didn't, so even if it doesn't come out, maybe we should be worried that there was a puncture in there that we don't know about. Answers the Gemara, Isa de inkev ila'a, Tata agav ruchachei mifkapaka. If the inner one or the upper one would have gotten a puncture, then even the softer one would have been more fragile, and therefore it would have all caved in when you put the pressure on it. So no worry, the check would work. Bisman they did bedikas. Period. Amar ze'iri ein bedika lechulda mipnei sheshineh hadakos. Checking for a chulda. So we had earlier all the discussions of bedika for a chulda, but here specifically we're talking about chulda on a bird. It's impossible to check for a chulda, a weasel that attacked a bird, because its teeth are so thin you might not see the marks on the bird. V'chishina dakos mayhavi. So what? We'll check well. We'll check well. What do you mean that you can't check? Amar of Oshia, no. Mipnei sheshineh dakos va'akumos. Their teeth are thin and akumos, they're crooked, they're not exactly in a straight line, they're curved. And therefore, even if you do this check, so it could be, Rashi explains, that the upper level might have gotten cut in one spot and the lower level in another spot. So let's say if you push up on the palate, it might hit thick skin that doesn't have the hole because the holes aren't lined up because the teeth are not straight. So that's why the check wouldn't work, and therefore there's no bedika when it comes to a cholta. Semicolon. Kisolik lanarda. When he went up to Narda. Stop there for a second. Solik lanarda. Where's Solik always used? In Solik always go up to Eretz Yisrael. Nachis always means to Bavel. Solik always means to Eretz Yisrael. So what does this mean? So the Maritz Chayis. You know this is a Maritz Chayis Tapashilo. So the Maritz Chayis says, Lefi. Where are we? Here we are. Near B'nai. B'chol makom alicha mi bavel Eretz Yisrael. Kinu b'lashon siluk. B'bnei she Eretz Yisrael gavoa mikal ha'ratzos. As the Gemara says elsewhere, Eretz Yisrael is higher than any other land. Is it higher in elevation? Right, if you look in the it's not. So the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Kalavar has a tshuva, where he says, it doesn't mean higher in terms level, sea level, how many feet above sea level, but he means that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world from a certain spot. Right, from the Evan Ashasiyah. And it went out from there. And that spot, if you think of the earth as a circle, as a ball, so then the spot that it was created from is the spot on top. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Evan Ashasiyah, and everything else is around. That's what it means. Gebol Mikal HaRatzos, it's the top of the ball. Really, a bowl doesn't have a top. But if you can make a top of a bowl, subjectively, that's what, it's gavoa mikal arasa. The Sefer HaChinuch also alludes to this when he talks about building the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. The Sefer HaChinuch in Tzadik Hei, in Truma, by the way, B'ez Hashem, hopefully next week we'll get back to our mitzvah shir. Those who are listeners of the mitzvah shir, B'ez Hashem, next week sometime we'll, if I get back to Eretz Yisrael, we'll start the mitzvah shir again. So the mitzvah Binyan Beis Abchira, the Sefer HaChinuch, discusses all the messages of inspiration that we're supposed to have from the Binyan Beis Amigdash. We're supposed to go there and be inspired. But one of the points he discusses is, why was it built there? Why Dafka, there was the Beis Amigdash built in that spot? We know, obviously, the Akedah was there, and other events, like the Rambam writes in Hilchas Beis Abchira, was there. But the Rambam says, the Chinuch says, Al-Kain, Tzivanu Likvoa Makom Shihei Tahor V'Naki B'Tachlis Anakius. Hashem commanded us to create a spot that is ultimately pure, L'Tar Sham Machshavos B'nei Ish, U'L'Sakein L'Vavam Elav Bo. To purify and be mechaving the hearts of all. V'hu baruch hu, he has the key line for us. V'hu baruch hu bachar oto ha-makom. V'yichinu ala tova l'bnei adam. He chose that spot. Why? Ulai mihiyoso emtsaus ha-olam b'kivun. That is the center of the universe. What is that? It's based on a Medrash Tanchuma. It's the center of the universe. V'chem saus nivchar menek savos. In the middle is always the perfect spot. Always the chosen one. Or some other reason Hashem knows. It's either it's the center or whatever other reason. He chose that spot in order because he knew that would be the most inspirational for us. But that's why he says that's Gavoa Mikal Arasos. So anyway, back to the Kasha. The Maariz Chai says, so how can he say here he went up to Narda? Up, Solik is always used when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. So he says it must be that Narda was closer to Eretz Yisrael from other areas in Bavel. So therefore, you can even use the Lashon of Salik to Naharda if you're going towards Eretz Yisrael. Like Mizrach. What do we say, Mizrach? Towards Eretz Yisrael. Mizrach. So he said, the Naharda is a krova yosel Eretz Yisrael, v'gavoa mishar medinas, bavel sha'amuka b'yoser, v'zeh emes. The Maariz Chai sends off. He likes that vart. V'zeh emes, he says. Okay. Vaita. Also, by the way, it says, when he went to Naharda, so the Rishash here says, it must be that Bavel was the name of a city and not just the country. Because he went from Bavel to Naharda, Naharda was in Bavel. Right? Sometimes we have cities that are also the names, they're also the names of countries. New York, New York. Right? New York is a city, New York is a country. Lahavdil, sometimes you have a Masechta that's also the name of a Seder. Taurus, Taurus. Right? The only one. But it says, so it must, Bavel must have also been a city. Okay. So, he said that there's no check for a cholda. So, Kisalk and Arda, when he went up to Narda, Shalach Luhu, he sent to them, Dvarim Sham Martu Lefnechem Tao Sein Biyadi. The item that I said is a mistake. I made a mistake. Baram Kach Armu Mishved Reb Shimon Lakish. This is what Reish Lakish says. Both, there is a check for a cholda. Both can, yet what do? You check the membrane itself. You don't push up from the, either from the palate or from the head, but you check the surface. How do you check the surface? As follows. Both can hold a biyad of a loba masmer. Reish Lakish says you check with your finger. Check with your finger. You don't check with the masmer, with a nail, with a sharp instrument, because that itself might make trefus. So you check with your hand. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af be masmer. Rabbi Yochanan says no, you can even check with a nail. Okay. Machlokas. Let's continue first. Ubeplugtad Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemia, and this machlokas is also a machlokas tanoam. Chad badik biyada v'chad badik b'machta. One check with their hand, one check with their needle. Man de badik biyada, omar leila man de badik b'machta. The one who checked with the hand, it's a very graphic gemara here. The one who checked with the hand said to the one who checks with the needle, and mosayata machalam, I want to show Yisrael. How could you check with the needle? You're causing trephus. Right? How can you check? You're being, extinguishing and the mammon of Yisrael, you're causing them problems. And the other one screamed back at the other one. And Masay Atamach of the Yisrael Nevelos Nevelos. Well, you're not checking properly, so it's an avela. You don't even know it. You don't even know it. One second, Vashchuti. It's not an avela. We're in the world of Trefus. Okay, you're right. Ela Trefus. Shemanike Krum Shamoach. Right, you're not checking properly. Maybe there's a problem here, and you're not checking because the hand, I guess, is not as good of a check as a needle, as a nail, and therefore. That is the, they were upset at each other based on each of their checks, stop there for, you know what, let's do, there's two major points to talk about, but let's just do a few more lines and then we'll talk about it. Testaim de Yehudu de Badik Biyada. Let's prove that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says check biyad. Titania, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know Rabbi Yehuda is the one? Because he says a beferish. Both can lechol the biyad, avol b'masmer. He says check with a hand and not with a nail. Nishbar ha'etzem. If the skull breaks, if the skull bone breaks, even if the membrane of the moach doesn't get a puncture in it, it is already considered a trefa. So at this time, so we see from there that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that you check biyad. Stop there for a minute, then we'll get to the stira in a few minutes. Just two important points. Right, the Gemara said that Rav Oshia said, Dvarim she'amarti tos heim biyadi. Right, that comes up many times in Shas. Look, see on the side it says Shabbos Samach Gimel. If you look there in the Masoras HaShas and Shabbos Samach Gimel, it lists off about 20 places in Shas where a Tana said it was a mistake. There's an unbelievable tshuva. Again, in the historical context, you have to realize the talking. There was a posek. His name was the Chelkas Yaakov, one of the great poskim, the Chaver of Yaakov Breish, who once said to Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think you should take back a tshuva of yours and write Tos Hen Biyadi. What's tshuva? This is a famous discussion of Rav Moshe's, one of his AID tshuvas, artificial insemination. Rav Moshe came out with a psak that it is better to have a non-Jewish donor for artificial insemination. You at least have less problems to have a non-Jewish donor for artificial insemination. If it's an AIH, artificial insemination of the husband, Rav Poskim say, if the couple cannot have a child in the normal way, so Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period with technology, and they could have a child if using artificial means. So wonderful, and they're making the mitzvah, and that's AIH. But AID, artificial insemination of an external donor, that is a major discussion of the poskim. All the issues of mamzerus and isur l'bailam and yichus, all the issues come up. But one of them is Jew and non-Jew. So Rav Moshe came out with a psak that a non-Jew is basically better. You don't run into problems of basachoso, marrying somebody who's related to you. It's a non-Jew. So Rav Moshe came out with that psak. So the Chelkas Yaakov has a tshuva in Eben Ezer Siman Tazayin, where he wrote to Rav Moshe, after Rav Moshe gave him his whole tshuva. So he says, he quotes our Gemara. He says, Vihine, he says, Mechtavo ha'aruch kibalti b'moado, ubo herak fod hadras gono, lomot sanigari, apasku pisko tamu l'rabim. You defended your psak that was tamu l'rabim. And he says, Ubo yochiach ladas she'ein shum makom b'hora lahatir. But if you look at my letter back to you, there is no makom lahatir, which Rav HaPoskim are against Rav Moshe here. But the Chelkas Yaakov was the one that wrote the tshuva back to Rav Moshe. Lahatir davar mishukatsu mituav kazeh v'lefgom kedushas Yisrael v'tar asan b'zera b'nei chamu kanan. And then he says, achas, let me let you know, Rav Moshe. It's unbelievable. He writes this to the Gaon Adar. V'yahinei achas b'memchaz dvarim sh'atora niklis behem hi u'ma'amidan ala emet. Right, one of the, this week's Pirkei Avos. V'zet ikar gadol b'lima tara kadosha li'os mod ala emet. U'kudabat sinu harbi pamen b'shas dvarim sh'amati lechem tosin b'yadi. Chulin nun vav et midas ha'maches. He quotes the Gemaras. And he says, Ya'amin li kvod yedidi yikiri. Believe me, Rav Moshe. Shekvodo, dehadras kvodo ani mevakesh. I don't want your covet to be mechulal. Shelo yischal shmo amufar b'fi kol chugei alomdim. Everybody knows, everybody learns your svarim. If you have this psak in your sefer, everybody's going to think badly. Doch b'chol ofan lu yehivna me'avaso agdola kal Yisrael. V'rachmanuso abas Yisrael lo shiela v'isar agadol. I know why you did it, because you want the why you think it's mutter. He says, Achein b'zeh shitfis psak tamua kazeh b'sifra agadol, sheyad kol oged doktorim emashbish bo, not an yad rabbanim kalei das lehishtamesh behetar alazeh, b'chol shayla kazu shetavol lefneyem. If people are going to run with this shayla, and they're not going to use it properly, so please, 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 b'chozer bo. That's what he asked for Moshe. V'ha'etza ha'yu'utze shelo yetze chatz v'shol mikshol, shekvot terasso yovo b'farhesya, b'michtav chozer galui leklal Yisrael ledvok b'midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lios moda la'emes. That's how I was talking to Rav Moshe. Unbelievable. Shemak b'makom gedulaso sham hu anvesanu so v'yomar dvarim shamati lefneichem barazu toasin b'yadi ushkaga hayotzi lefei shalet v'chulu v'chulu. That's what Chelkas Yaakov's tshuva. Unbelievable. So, if you know the history, Rav Moshe did not take it back. Rav Moshe in Eben Ezer Dalid Lamed Beis says b'feirish Mashakasafti bitchuvasi MS Ubarur Ladina. Lo Shayak Lahisharit Bahem. Falekashum Khshashas Bizrika Shal Shonachrim. But remember, Lo Horesi, I never gave the Psak Lamaisa. I said it in a base medrash. There are so many other variables in terms of the case. I said it in a Tsara Gadol Mamish Tsara Gadol. He says, I never used the Psak. But I'm just saying, in terms of Emes Lamita, non-Jews become have a less of a problem. I wouldn't do it, Lamaisa, why? Because the father's not getting puravu, because the father's a guy, and the mother's not getting anything, because the mother's not mitzvah anyway. So, in certain cases, I might have to use it, but Rav Moshe says, he says, you shouldn't use the psak. The husband will be very upset. But I'm just telling you, in terms of psak halacha emes lamita, it's not shaykh that I take it back. Because he quotes the Chalkas Yaakov, and he says it's wonderful to argue with you in Pilpulo Shal Torah, but it's not shaykh that I'm going to take it back because I don't take it back. That's got an example where the poskim use. He said to Rav Moshe, please take it back. Rav Moshe says, I'm sorry, I'm not going to take it back because I still believe it. But again, he never used it in Lamaisa. Never used it in Lamaisa. That's what he said in the Tshuva. Number one. Number two, the other issue I wanted to mention here is at the end, where they each the one who checks Biyad and the one who checks B'machat, they're each upset at each other. They're saying, you're bringing a Velas and you're being Matir. Right, they're each saying, you're being extra machber, you're being extra mako. I think I gave it, I'm not sure if it's on, it should be online somewhere, a shiur about proper chumras and proper kulas. We say in the vidui of Rabbi Nissim Gaon, on Erev Yom Kippur, right after Tefillah Zaka, in most machzarim, is the vidui of Rabbi Nissim Gaon, one of the Gaonim. So there we say, Hashem, we mixed up everything. We said, what's tar is tamei, tamei is tar, chayiv mut, chayiv aser, mutter aser. And we also have a line, he also has a separate line in there, where you said to be Mako, I said to be Machmir. Where you said to be Machmir, I said to be Mako. So even separate from Dinim, there are appropriate Chumras and appropriate Kulas. And we say that on Yom Kippur, that, you know, sometimes we have to make sure that our Chumras and our Kulas are always appropriate. And there is a whole shiur related to this. Hopefully we'll give it as a shiur B'Iyanah at one point, but just to give two examples from that shiur. Again, it's a larger discussion, but here they're screaming at each other. You're being extra machmir, you're being extra mekel. Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim in Parshas Lech Lecha. What does Avraham Avinu say when he does not accept any of the spoils from the king of Sodom? What does he say? I'm not accepting anything. You could give my kids. Rak biladai rak asher achlu hana'arim. What does that mean? Says the Chavetz Chaim. You learn a Musar Haskel from that. Lulam deinu shela'atzmo hechmir Avraham Avinu biyoser mibli lehenos bimelech Sodom ulam benogel lena'arim lem lo hechmir. Somebody wants to accept the chumra, that's fine. But if it's going to step on the toes of somebody else, no way. Says we can't be machmir on the toes of somebody else. Avraham Avinu didn't want to accept anything, fine. But his soldiers that were with him, he has no right to be machmir on their account. So therefore, that's the Chafetz Chaim right there in Parshas Lech Lecha. We like to quote related to that the story in Brachas Chaf Zayin. The Rabbi Zalman Azayi is being appointed Nasi. Rabbi Gabliel was removed. They go to him and they say, "Could you be the chief rabbi? Do you want this job? This is the job that he's been waiting for all his life." And what is his answer? Rav Schachter likes to point out, what's his answer? I have to go ask my wife. I have to go ask your wife. What's your wife for? This is your dream job. You're becoming the chief rabbi, the head of the yeshiva. He says, no. Rav Schachter explains that he's going to become the chief rabbi. He's going to be out of the house more. He's going to be on the lecture circuit. He's not going to be home with the kids. You've got to go ask your wife. You're trying to get ahead. This isn't exactly a chumrah, but you're trying to get ahead in your avodas Hashem, but it's going to affect your wife. You got to ask her. You got to get permission. That's Rav Blazer ben Azaria. Okay, weiter. This is more related to Chumrah, but we'll see at the end if there's any more time. Says the Gemara, second to last skinny line. Hagufa Kasha, one second. This last brisa that we just quoted has a stira within it. Why? Because first, we said, the first line said you could check, biyad, beloba masmer. And the next line said, if the bone breaks, period. It doesn't matter if the membrane of the brain got punctured. It doesn't matter. You don't have to check this. Hagufa Kasha. Amart botkin lecholda biyad avaloba masmer, alma isle bedikusa. The first line seems to say that there is bedika, vahadur tani, nishbar ha'etzem afal bishalonika v'krim shal moach. The next line said, even if the membrane of the moch did not get punctured, still it's a trefa alma lesle bedikusa. So you can't check that with the feel. So the Gemara answers, Seifa asan la'of shal mayim, ho'av ve'ein lo'krum. A marine bird, of shal mayim, a marine bird, is softer. And therefore it doesn't have a krum. What's that? Ein lo'krum slakat ayedach, el ho'a ukrumo rach. Its membrane is softer, and therefore, even if as long as the bone breaks, even if the krum of the moach did not break, that's still going to be a trefa. So there are different rules for marine birds and birds that are on dry land. Weiter. So we're going to have the next 10 lines. We're going to talk all about the differences between marine birds and and birds on terra firma. You quoted Shmuel that you could check with your hand. And also, Rahuna quoted Rav that you could check with your hand and it's kosher. But Levi said, there are parallels, trefis, between behemoths and ophos. Yes, sir, alein, oph, the bird has even more, nishbar ha'etzem, avavishlonikev, krim shamach. So you see, Levi says, that's the way that applies to birds, and not to animals. But you see, it applies to all birds, no? So amar lei, no, ha'huba oph shalmayim, that's only by oph shalmayim, hove ein lo krum. Ein lo krum salgadaydach, ala hove krum arach, it has a soft skull membrane, and therefore it would have different rules. By the way, this line relates to the machlokas we started off with today. Does the fire treifa apply to animals? What does this line say of Levi? The only difference is this krum shamach line. Sounds like from this line that the fire one should apply to animals, because that's not a difference. But it's not mefurish in the first Mishnah. So that's why you have to take all the lines and try to figure out what lines you read in the context of the other line. Okay, Haytana Golsa Dahavi Bay Rav Chana. There was a hen that was by in the house of Rav Chana. Shad the commander of Masna. He sat in front of a Masna to ask. Nishbar ha'etzav lo nikev krim shamoach ave va'achshura. It had a broken skull. The skull was broken, but the brain membrane was not punctured, and he machshured it. Amar lei v'atani levi shevish bar chachamim bebehema kenegdan ba'of. Yes, only an oaf nishbar ha'etzav al bishlo nikev krim shamoach. ? But isn't it a treifa? You see from there, it's a treifa. So amar lei hasam ba'of shalmayim. Only by a marine bird do we say that case would be a treifa. Hove ein lo krum, because it doesn't have a membrane. Ein lo krum sagadaydach, it doesn't have. Elema hove krum arach, because it has a soft membrane, and therefore it would become a treifa in an easier fashion. Period. Viter. Rav Shizvi badak b'shimsha. Rav Shizvi had a different way of checking the problems with the skull. He used to hold it up to the sun. And he used to see if the sunlight went through. If the sunlight went through, so then he would be able, that he would say it's a treifa. Right? If you remember, we had similar back in the first parak, Daf Yud Zayin and Mabez, they used to check the knives this way also. Some used to hold the knife up to the sun to see if he would, if he would see any, pegima. Rav Yemar Badek B'maya, Rav Yemar would put it in water to see if the water did not flow straight. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Badek Begila Dechitza. He used to check with a piece of wheat. With a piece of a wheat, he used to, again, rub it against it if it got cut. So then he would say that it would be a problem. Amar Shizvi, Hani Avzi Didun, Kof Shamayim Damin. Our chickens, our geese, are like the birds, the marine birds, meaning they also have a soft membrane of the skull, and therefore, if the skull breaks, even if there's no puncture of the of the membrane, it still would be a problem. Fine. Period. Next. Nafla R. So now the R case. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yosi ben Yehoshua. Shir Yerukasan Keshir Nukuvasan. What did it say in the Mishnah, if you remember? If it turns green, then it's a treifa. If it is red, it's not a treifa. So how much has to be green? So Rabbi Yochanan says, as much as the whole. So just like a puncture is any tiny amount, so too green is only a tiny amount. And that's what that's Rabbi Yochanan says. The Ranier has two deos. That's in terms of the surface area. But what about how deep does it have to go? We know to the puncture has to go all the way through to the base chalal. So do we say it has to be green all the way through also? It says the green is just like the puncture. So the Gemara talks about in terms of surface area on top. But what about depth? So the Ran here has two deos, whether you apply straight across the board this comparison, and just like the Nekuv has to be a through, so to the green or not, says the Ran. Yesh Mishakasav, Dekiva Deshir Yerukasan Keshir Nekivasan, says the Gemara compares the two, Ein Yerukasan Posa Belev Achi Himorik Ad Chalalo. It's only a problem if it's green all the way through. Uba kurkaban aji morik huvikiso. And when it comes to the crop, the kurkaban is green all through. Aval horik milamala bilvad kasher. Kishem shu kasher benekev. Right? It's same exact rules as the whole. V'achirim amru. And others say no. De kasherik v'mashu lamala trefa. If it's a little green on top, it's enough. Why? Because green on top means it's eventually going to go all the way through. To mikla kali v'yazo, it's going to go through just like by eris, and it's not exactly the same as a kuba. So two days the Ran has. How far do we compare Yeruka and Nekuva? Okay, boy minei Rav Yosi ben Yeshua ben Levi, Merishua ben Levi. So a son asked the father, right? Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Yishua ben Levi, that's his father. Horika kaved kenega b'nei me'ayim ahu. What happens if the liver becomes green next to where the intestines are? Amarle treifa. So that's a treifa. He says, v'lo ye'el anitzla. One second, Dad. One second, Abba. If the whole kaved was taken out, we said it was kosher. So why is if it becomes green, is it going to be treif? Amarava. Kivan shahorika kaved kenega b'nei me'ayim. No, it's worse this way. Because since it became green nega the intestines, biyadua shenafla la'or v'nechru b'nei me'ayim v'treifa. So you know that if that's a reflection, you're right. Per se, if the kaved was taken out, it's not a problem. But if it becomes green, that means the intestines are also affected. Medically, we know that, and therefore, that's why. It's not a treifa because of the kaved. It's a treifa because of b'nei me'ayim. It's just that the green kaved clues us in that the b'nei me'ayim have a problem as well. There's a problem with the Rambam when he quotes this halacha about the kaved turning green. He does not quote k'neged b'nei me'ayim. He just quotes it. He said if the kaved turns green, and the Mefarshim just wonder why the Rambam just generalizes it and doesn't say what the Gemara says k'neged b'nei me'ayim. Okay, vayta. Rav Shua ben Levi, Havileahu Tanagolas, Shua ben Levi, who I think from the Gemara Ksubis, he was one of the ones that never had a rainbow in his door. He was just on the high level. Never needed a rainbow. I think Rav Shua ben Levi was one of them. Shua ben Levi, Havileahu Tanagolas. I have to check again. Again, it's the end of the parak there. Ayin Vav, Ayin Zayin, and Ksubis, but I don't remember. Rav Shua ben Levi was on that daf. I don't remember if he was the one. Shua ben Levi, Havileahu Tanagolas. He had a chicken, or a hen. Shadri l'kamid Rabbi Lazar hakapar berebi. He sent it to Rabbi Lazar hakapar berebi. Remember we had a discussion. Berebi is berebi, the great one. Is berebi a person's name? Anyway, he sent it in front of him. Amarle yirukin aviv achshra. It looks green to me, so it's kosher. What do you mean? The Mishnah said yirukin is pasul. We need yirukin is kosher. So lo amru yirukin psulin ela b'kirkum neblevu b'kave. No, green's only a problem if it was supposed to be red. And it turns green, that's a problem. So these items, the kirkum, the lev, and the kavet, are supposed to be red. So they turn green, that's why it's a problem. But the me'ayim are supposed to be green. So if they're green, that's not a problem. Tani nami hachi, be'elu b'nei me'ayim amru. Which innards do we say this about, that if they turn green, it's a problem? Be'kirkum, be'lev, u'be'kavet, period. Revisa bar Yosef ha'vele ha'hu tanagolsa. He also had one. Shadu l'kaim adu Rabbi Yavo. He said to Rabbi Yavo, Amale adumin aviv treifa. Just the opposite. They're red, and therefore he treifed it up. Didn't we say in the Mishnah that red is kosher? Amale adumin shahoriku v'yirukin shehedimu treifa. Right? Whenever it changes color, when it's supposed to be, that's a treifa. Lo amra adumin ksheirin adumim are only kosher ela b'lev b'kur kaban u'b'kavid. Those are supposed to be red. So that's why if those are found red, that is kosher. Period. Amar Shmuel bar Chiya, Amar Rebbe Mani, Adumin Shehoriku. What happens if something that's supposed to be red became green, and then Vishalkan, and then you cooked it? V'chazru v'he'adimu, Ksheirin. They were red that turned green, but when you cooked it, it turns red again. So the green was only an appearance at the time, but you were able to do something to get it back to its natural color. Right? We have the cook here, Dafka cooking, Ksheirin. Right? It's kosher. Why? My taima, kutra ayo bahu. It must be just like, literally, kutra is smoke. But it must be something got into it, but it wasn't the real thing. It wasn't a real treifa. If you could undo it through cooking, sefer, it must not be a real treifa, and it's not a problem. Amar Avnachman bar Yitzchak, if that's true, if you could test treifas and get rid of treifas that way, what about the other way? Afana nomar, adumim shelo oriku. What happens if you have a certain part that's supposed to be red, and it is red, vishalkan, and you cooked it vihoriku, and you made it green through cooking, treifa. Lachumra, it's a treifa. Why my taima? Igloi bahasaihu. Literally, it's busha, it's shame has been revealed. Meaning, it was a treifa, it was just hiding it, and the cooking brought it out. Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi takes it the next step. Hilkach, therefore, lo leichel inish ela b'shalka. You should always cook everything. Why? Because even something that sometimes is eaten raw, you should cook everything to test if it's treifa. Because maybe this looks good, but maybe it's really something happened to it. The Gemara says you don't have to be so machmir. Velohi, no, it's not true. You don't have to cook everything. Maybe you could have roasted other things. Why? Achzuke reyasa lo mechazkinan. If you don't know anything, if you're not choshesh, you don't know anything happened to this animal, don't worry about it. If you have a chshash, okay. But if you don't know, you don't have to check. There's a diyuk that the Shach has in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Nun Beis Gimel, related to this checking with the cooking. The Shulchan Aruch says, page before this, Im lo nishtanu evarim elu. If the limbs, it looks normal. The irash shalkan, and it just so happened that you cooked it. Vinishtanu, and it was chained, trefa. Why? Kivan shenafla laor. Says the Shulchan Aruch, because it fell into a fire, and you happened to cook it, and it was nishtanu trefa. Says the Shach, the only reason you trafe it up is because you know it fell into a fire. If you didn't know it fell into a fire, and it happened to change, you wouldn't trafe it up. It's only because you know there was already a reyasa, like the Shulchan Aruch says. We're not machzik reyasas. Since you know there was a reyasa, and then this occurred, and it changed color, so that's where we would trafe it up. Right? This is the achzuke, we're never choshesh, we're never machzik reyasas. Right? This principle comes up in many places, just to quote two others. Also in Yeridea, happens all the time. You open up your milchik dish, in your milchik dish drain or in your milchik drawer, you find the fleshik fork, right? Or the vice versa. You see it there. You're like, oi, what is this doing there? So what do you have to do? You have to kasher it or not? You find it in your drawer, you find it in the drain. So if you find it in the drain or the drawer, we paskin, you do not have to kasher it. Why? Achzuke reyasa lo machzikinan. Exactly this principle. If you find it in the dishwasher, after having done the dishwasher, then the poskim by Rav Forst says this bechiluk, right? That you have to kasher it because then there's less sveikus. It probably went into the heat with the other. Again, it was with the milchik and it was leishik. But if you just find it in the drawer, then we could assume that it just got in there some other way, but it wasn't cooked with the other one. In nimsa kara, this is tzadik hey siv gimel in the Rama. In nimsa kara choleves bein klei basar lo chayshinon shemahutzchu biyachad keder bederach shenasarim. We don't assume, right? The Taz quotes svek sveika. Maybe it wasn't cooked with it. Even if it was, maybe it wasn't a ben yomo. Svek sveika. But either way, but the principle, the Gra here quotes achzuke reyasa lo machzakinon. Number one. Number two, the other point I wanted to mention is there's a Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Pesach. Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Pesach. Chitim sheba'u b'svina. You have wheat that's brought on a boat. You have wheat brought on a boat for matzahs. Im hein yaveshos v'kashos, if they're all dry, v'lo nishtana mar'ehen, and they look like they're still dry, we don't have to worry that water might have gotten on them during the trip. Why? The Shulchan Aruch says, Achzuke isura lo machaskinan. We're not choshesh. This principle, you don't have to worry about problems. The Mishnah Berurah says, if it came on those boats that are all open and they're standing on the top layer, and it's pretty obvious that during the boat ride, it splashes on, it got wet, you have to use your head. He says, you got to ask the sailors. He says, you got to ask the sailors. Where's the line? Alkein tzorach drisha min asocharim habakiyim im yadu alahem sheyesh. Right, you have to ask them if it got wet. And if it might have gotten wet, is there shishim in the chitim shalomala kenega machataktos asfina? And he says, if it's all the way in the belly of the boat, it for sure got wet because the boats in those days, the bottom part, were all soaking wet. Anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah right here. Tav zamach zayin siv gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishnah Berurah there talking about, you have to be worried about wheat getting wet or not getting wet. He quoted a different Gemara, but that principle. Achzuki reyes ala machzakinan.
Even if you apply that one, you still cook it, and it doesn't turn green.
If you cook it and turning green. So I have to look in that shach. Meaning, is there any other reason that it might have turned green? There, he does it, even if you know it fell into a fire, you don't have to cook it. If you did it, maybe. I'm saying, but the shach was Bedaik, maybe I'm right. From the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't sound like you have to check. Even if you know it fell in. I think here it's achzuki reyasa. It's not in terms of isurim. There, do you have to be choshesh that a certain event happened in terms of cooking? Here, is there a mitzias of trefa or not? So again, you can be mechai between the different cases, but it's a similar. Right. So this is a certain example of it, but again, there might be chiluka between the different contexts. Okay. Vayter. Darsa, vitarfa bakosel, amar blazer ben antigonis, bishur blazer ben rabianai, achazav achazav sricha bedika. Right, it got smashed into the wall, got trampled by an animal, they all need bedikas. Okay, next Mishnah. V'il k'sheris ba'of. So these are the k'sheris but an oaf. Nikva gargaris oshanistika. If the gargaris, so this is the one level down. Right, we had four Mishnahs so far. Elu trefus be'behema, elu k'sheris be'behema. Elu trefus ba'of, elu k'sheris ba'of. By the way, two more days, keep in mind, and we finish trefus. Daf nun tes, we start with simani kashrus. So two more days of trefus. Hang in there, everybody. All of us. Nikva Hagagaras Oshinistika. If the gargaris gets a puncture or it gets cracked, hiksa cholda al rosha makam she'ena osa osa trefa, or if the cholda hits the bird, bites the bird in a place where it does not make it a trefa, nikef hazefek. Zefek is a different area of the stomach. The crop gets a hole in it. Revi omar filu nitel. Even if it's taken out, it's okay. It's kosher. Yatsu b'nei me'eh avalo nikvo. If the innards come out and there's no puncture in them, nishtabru gafeha, nishtabru ragleha. If its wings are broken, if its legs are broken, nimrutu knafeha. If its feathers were taken off, Revi Yehuda omar, nitzla hanotza psula. No, Revi Yehuda says, if the notza, which are the feathers that are very close to the skin, are removed, that's pasul. Even if the bigger feathers don't make it a treifa. Tan Rabbanon, Maaser Rebbe Simoy, Rebbe Salach Shalchu La'aber Shana B'Lud, Bishav Subono, they were going to be Ma'aber the Shana in Lud, right after the Sanhedrin left the Yerushalayim, so they were Ma'aber the Shana in the other places where the Sanhedrin was. So they went to be Ma'aber the Shana in Lud, and they stopped in Ono, V'horu B'tirpachas, Karebi B'zefek. And they paskint in a tirpachas case. Remember yesterday we had tirpachas meant the uterus, a case where the uterus was missing in an animal. They paskint karebi bezefek. What does that mean? Like rebi bezefek. There are two things that might mean. Iboy lahu. Horu b'tirpachas li'isura karebi bezefek latera. Did they give two psakim? They paskint b'tirpachas li'isur. And they paskint like rebi laheter. Because rebi said, even if the zefek is removed. That's in our Mishnah. Did they give two psakim? It's like there's a comma. O dilma, no. They paskin mutter by tirpachas, just like Rebbe matters by zefek. But they didn't themselves hold like Rebbe by zefek. They just use that as a model. He says mutter over there, we say mutter over here. But we don't say mutter over there. Teku, so that question goes unanswered. The upper edge of the crop of the zefek, which attaches to the veshet, that is judged like as the veshet. Hecha, where exactly, meaning, and if it gets a tiny little hole in it, it's a problem. Where does that start? Hecha, amra, bibi bar abaya, kol shenim tachimo. If you pull the veshet, the esophagus, and that part gets pulled with it, that's considered veshet. Yatsu b'nei me'echa, amra shro bar av yitzchak. Lashon, when do we say that if the innards come out, it does not strafe up the animal? If it does not have a hole, lo yashanu ela shelo hipech bahen. That's only if you did not try to put them back in, and it might have gotten inverted then. Avol hipech bahen treifa. But if you tried to put it back in, so then it would become a treifa because we're worried. Because if you invert them, that's a problem. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, hu asacha vayichonenecha. The end of the Torah. Hashem created us vayichonenecha, and He established us. Hashem made exact areas in a person. If they're inverted, we can't live. Tanya, Hashem created us, the Am Yisrael, the Jews, are like a city that has everything in it. Mimenu Kohanov, Mimenu Neviyav, Mimenu Sarav. We have the Kohanim, but we don't need prophets from outside. We have prophets from our own. Mimenu Sarav, Mimenu Malachav. We have kings. Shenemar, Mimenu, Pina, Mimenu, Yaseid, V'chulu. Everything comes from us. One final story, which is unbelievable. Hahu Arma'a, let's just quote the story, then we'll talk about it tomorrow. Hahu Arma'a, the Chazi Elihu Gavra, there was an Arimian that saw a person, the Nafa Me'igra La'ara. He saw a person fall off a roof. Pak e karse v'nafig me'aynei. And he fell off in a way that his stomach was ripped open and his intestines started coming out. I say Lebray, what did this Arimian do? He got this guy's son, Vishachti Kamei, you gotta keep reading. Ba'achuz esinayim. He brought the guy's son and killed the guy's son in front of him, Ba'achuz esinayim, by sleight of hand. I mean, he didn't really kill him. If you don't look at the next Amud, then you'll think he really killed him. He faked killing him, but it looked like he was killing him. And what happened? He wanted to make the guy go into shock so that he would groan and his intestines would naturally go back inside of him. He didn't want to put it back inside because then it might get inverted and he might cause the guy to be a trefa. So, ingid v'isnach, the guy groaned and ol lamine, and his intestines then went back inside, v'chayti l'karse, and then the Arimian sewed him back up. And he lived. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, that's what he did. He was able to do that. I'll just quote it now, but if you look in the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in Megillah Dav Zayin, on the famous Gemara about Kam Rabbi Shach to the Reb Zera at the Purim Suda, when Rabbi killed Reb Zera, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin said, it must have been sleight of hand. Like Chulin Nun Zayin. It must not have actually killed him. It must have been sleight of hand. Right. I have to go into why then did he say I'm not coming next year. Right, so maybe we'll talk more about that, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Just a scheduling note, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have the daf this week, Monday and Tuesday, and then I'll be traveling, so Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up the following, after next Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem. So we'll figure out exactly what day, but Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow and Tuesday, we'll still have the daf.